Wanda's house. Nikki speaking.
This Nikki?
Yes.
Hi, this is Tanya. How do I reach Rachel?
I'm going to give you her, and I'm so glad you called too. I'm going to give you her phone number to her desk. But also, quick question. Where is it? On a paper. Hold on. I got to find this paper right now.
No worries.
You're not a client. Who's in Atlanta? What happened with
Annie? She ain't coming. I don't want her to come because I want her to stay over there where she at because I had a meeting with the company and stuff, and I don't want no issues of me taking their client because I signed a contract with them. So she gonna have to wait a while.
Oh, because I'm gonna tell you right now. So one of the higher ups wanted me to give Lynn a call and ask her. One of the higher ups want me to give Lynn a call and ask her why she changed her mind.
Mhm.
So I'm gonna give her a call. So do you want to call her? And tell her
I'll go over there through the other company. Anyway, she was only switching because of me. So she's not going to switch because it's going to cause conflict to me. She told her case manager that. They was moving too fast, first of all, because Lynn was not even supposed to be processed for 2 weeks. Because I wanted to leave
manager?
Jonelle, I think that's her name.
You know what,
but Jonelle paused it. I mean, Lynn called her when I was there and told her, don't do anything. She told her that. So I don't know who's keep pushing it, but I wish they would stop. She's not coming over there right away. I told Rachel that. I even told Rachel that. She's not coming right away. I have to leave that company on good gracious. You know, this company wouldn't want me to just up and just walk away from them, you know, and leave people hanging. And I don't do that.
I got you.
Because I never know if I got to go back. I never know. I might need to go back to that job. I never know what might not happen. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
But Rudy is my client. I've been taking care of her for 17 years. I took her to that company. That's why I was able to move her so smooth. They gave me Miss Lynn. I didn't know her from Adam. So they feel like that, you know, I signed a contract. I had a virtual talk with the higher up at that job yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't want no problems. And Miss Lynn, she loves her from me, but because that's him. I told him last night. I talked to him today because I couldn't clock in. Yeah, he called me like at 7 o'clock last night. I talked to him like 3 or 4 times. I just got off the phone with him today because he called me last night for me to be able to clock in today.
Did you tell him why?
Yes, I did.
Coming?
Yes, I did. He overtalks you, like, you know, like he don't really listen. He like, you know what I'm saying? And I was trying to explain to him and tell him what, you know, what was going on. Yeah, no. And it is, yeah, no. She got to stay where she at for now. She can't go to her today at 2 o'clock. So, Miss Lynn is going to call her case manager. Okay, Nikki, she going to call her case manager and let her know today that she's not even switching so that they can stop, because that's the only way I can see that they can slow down. Like, they trying to switch her over
and all that stuff,
and we can't do that.
Well, you need to go ahead and let her talk to her case manager, put a stop to it then.
She is. Yeah, she is.
Okay.
She called her, and it should have already been stopped. That's what I didn't understand. When that dude called me, whose name you said, and I was like, whoa. I said, no, Ms. Lynn isn't even coming.
All right.
You know
well,
what
I'm
saying? I'm like,
call her, and maybe she won't even tell me nothing, and I'll just tell him, you know.
She's not going to answer her phone until after 12. Anyway, she has her phone turned off. She won't answer till after 12 o'clock.
I got you. Okay.
Because I like the way y'all is anyways, like, because I can request in the app and I can go to different people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And she got another aide through the same company. So they don't even know what's about to happen with that, because she don't want to lose her through the same home care with her, because she do Wednesdays. So you know what I'm saying? He moving too fast. This got to be right. I don't like mess, and I don't like drama, and I'm not going to get myself in trouble.
Yeah. No, I understand.
You know
what I'm
saying? Yeah. Yeah, so Lynn just stopped. He put it in his notes. He wrote everything down last night, Nikki. Last night he was writing stuff down. I was on the phone with him for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
we can't hear. Like, yeah. Okay, So I just wanted to see, because he even took my schedule for today and tomorrow, because I'm in my app for the other job, and they still got me in here for Ruby. And I couldn't clock in for y'all, but he said he wrote it down, Nikki. So I'm telling you, too, that I'm at my client. He wrote it down because he don't seem like he might be right. I'm about to call Rachel and let her know, too, because she said that I could clock in here, but the other job still got me in their app to clock in. But I didn't clock in there.
I
understand. The Judah dude said, and Rachel said that I started there today, but he said that he was going to clock me in and out today. He said my stuff should be in tomorrow when I come here at 12 to clock in. If not, for me to call the office and let him know that I'm here, and he'll manually do it again.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
All
yep.
Right. I got you.
All right,
so
can I have Rachel's number?
Yes,
please?
It is.
Okay.
This is to her desk. 234.
Okay. 234?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
363.
Uh-huh.
90.
Uh-huh.
52.
Okay, 52.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. And you need anything else for me? You're coming Monday, right?
Coming Monday.
Who's coming? No, the nurse. I'm at the nurse's
Perla.
Home. You set me up for that,
Perla.
Right?
Yep, yep. She'll
okay.
be there Monday. Okay.
Cool. All right. Yep, I told Ruby already. Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.